We're catching up with Kim Anderson this week just before a class in Ag Hall. And Kim, the big news, wheat prices rallying this week. What's your take on that?
Well, I think the market finally realized that hard red winter wheat stocks, and to a certain degree, all wheat stocks were relatively low. You look at any stocks projected for hard red winter wheat, it's 197 million bushels. Compare it to 343 million last year and a five-year average of 337 million. All wheat ending stocks at 561 million compared to 718 last year and a five-year average of 772 million. And then we had reports coming out of China that their stocks are tight, that they'll probably import more wheat, and a lot of that, or a good portion of that, will come from the United States. Argentina reports out of there they had a frost that's damaged their crop. Their production will probably be down. Their major supplier for Brazil and Argentina is out of wheat and for export until they get their harvest. Brazil's been buying from the United States. They'll probably come in and buy it, and that is some hard red winter wheat there. And, of course, the Canadian crop, a big hard red spring crop, but it was low in protein, and that should keep up the demand for our hard red winter wheat.
Okay. On Monday, you're keeping an eye on that day. The USDA will be releasing its quarterly stocks report. What impact do you think that might have?
That could have a big impact. If you look back over the last 5 years, we've had limit moves in several of those years, especially on corn and beans. If you look at what's going on there and important numbers, the trade expects corn ending stocks for this last year at 681 million. September report at USDA was 661. At soybeans, they're expected 124 to 127 million bushels. The USDA was at 125. You deviate from those two numbers very much on this report, then you're going to have some good moves in the beans and the corn. If you're looking at wheat, it's for the 13-14 ending stocks at 1,945,000,000. Wheat could be the sleeper. We could have some moves Monday. And you really don't want to do anything in the market until that report comes out.
Okay. We will certainly hear from you again next week. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist and longtime professor here at OSU.